And now, introducing from the makers of the Has-Been Scrundle Satchels and the Low-T Teabagging System, the Thunderfoot Whining Whistle. That's right, Provocacore Incorporated is proud to bring you the latest in Bigfoot-catching technology. No more wandering around the backwoods of East West Kentucky aimlessly. Provocacore's new creature feature capture devices will have you eye to crotch with a real live firefoot in no time. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just place yourself in a prime Thunderwalker or Whisper Wolf viewing area. Point our patented night vision telephoto lens into the thicket and let the whining whistle do the rest. Within no time, you'll be face to face with some of the most mystic creatures ever to grace the cover of the National Enquirer. Just listen to what Bobby from Indiana has to say about the whining whistle.
I've been using my whining whistle to track the Thunder Brothers for about 2 years. I've had 22 sightings, 0 photographs, but 1 close encounter. Oh, look, here comes a paw popper now.
Oh, God, don't eat me, John Popper. Don't eat me. No, those things are Doritos.
Provocacore, we make the things that make you happy.
Provocacore 3000 Incorporated is not responsible for anything that might happen near a whackin' sapling. Provocacore 3000 also warns customers to stay away from Skinny John Popper or any additional Blues Travers albums. Please don't feed the Pawpaw Popper.
We'll be right back, right after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
Feed me to a hungry snake and let the kids watch.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This is Bobby the Python, and this is Brian the Dead Guy. Let's get these two together. I feel like if we're going to do something, let's make it interesting,
okay.
Right? Feed me to an alligator, have me eaten by a bunch of hungry forest ants, or something like that.
I feel like that would be scary.
No, I'd happen. Be dead. What are, you know, unless I'm one of those people
scary
that...
Scary for us. Scary for the people watching.
No, there's... Please. Just know that it was my last will and testament here on Celluloid for everyone to hear and remember. He wanted to be eaten by a snake, sir. Officer, this is perfectly legal. Watch episode number whatever.
Hi, I'm Michael Moore. I call the party line to meet new friends and to find out what's happening in town.
Find out what's happening...
Yeah, like people are just sitting around going, let me tell everyone about this happening event going on.
Hey, I'm Brian. I'm Brian from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and I've been smoking meth for 4 days. Come over to my house, 1256 Party Street. Find out what's happening in town.
Yeah.
There was no internet back then, so I guess maybe people found out what was going on in town. Hey, anybody know about where a good party is? Yeah, come down to truck stop number 45, stall 3. There's a party going on. Sweet, I'll bring some beers. Just bring some Vaseline,
thank
son.
Thank God they called it.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah! It's another episode of The Commercial Break! Take 2. All right, how are you doing out there? I'm Brian, this is Chrissy, and
Happy New Year.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. So glad you joined us for another exciting episode of The Commercial Break. Have you seen that they are now putting dead people in the scrundle sacks of trees? That's the best way I can explain it. It looks like a big...
I read about it. I haven't seen it.
Looks like a big testicle.
Okay.
Like, it looks like a little tree on top, right? Like a little sproutling. What do they call those? A sproutling?
Sproutling.
It's a little sproutling.
Seedling?
I'm whacking near the sapling tree. a little sproutling, and then it's a big nut sack. I mean, the thing is huge, right? And they stick a dead body in there. Like, when you pass away, they stick you
like
in there.
Curled up.
Like, kind of in a,
okay,
you know, like...
fetal position.
Yeah, fetal position. From whence you came, here you go.
Yes.
Isn't that the old saying?
Mm-hmm.
From whence you came, here you go?
It is now.
I don't even know what whence means, but I think it's
now.
Actually from hence you go. From hence or whence? Call in, write in about that one. I'm not really sure. It's more bullshit from Brian. If you look...
You say it with such authority. Yeah,
like
so.
Many people on the internet are saying, great show, factual information, no bias here.
Right.
I find out so much
concise.
On this show. Concise. I've already wasted 3 minutes of your life trying to figure out whether whence or hence is the word. It's a big ball. It's a big nutsack. Okay. That's the best thing I can explain. It does look like a testicle that they put in the ground, and then the little sapling, like, or the little stalkling or whatever you call it, yeah, is growing out of the top.
Okay.
So you become part of the tree's roots.
Okay.
You decompose. I guess the tree eats you. I'm not.
Or you feed the tree.
Yeah, you feed the tree.
Yeah.
All your nutrients and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of an interesting idea.
I do,
right?
Too.
I'd prefer to be cremated, if you ask me. I just don't even, you know, I don't want my old bones rolling around somewhere.
Right.
I just prefer to just, like, get, you know, dusted away or whatever.
Yeah.
But I do think that it would.
It could be kind of shocking for someone, too. Like, if you moved into a new house, there's a tree out back. It's maybe it's dying, and you need to dig it up. And then, oh, surprise. Surprise, there's a skull.
Or what if you're just like, you know, it's blooming one day, like, you know, and then it's like an eyeball pops out.
Right.
And boop. Oh, that's Brian. That's Brian's eyeball.
Brian, the previous owner.
Previous owner. Sad situation. He died of a podcast overdose. He's trying to get subscribers. So there's like this trend of doing cool things when you pass away, you know? And I was thinking the other night, I think if I could be made into something, like, you know, like maybe I'm much older than my wife is. So maybe I could be made into like, you know, the Pravacacour Jackrabbit 3000 with the extender. I just like the thought of knowing that, whatever. Or, you know, what do they call it?
If it's part of the sex toy industry, I'm sure they're on that.
That's right. Feed me to a hungry snake or something. I feel like... Feed me to a hungry snake and let the kids watch.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This is Bobby the Python, and this is Brian the Dead Guy. Let's get these two together. I feel like if we're going to do something, let's make it interesting,
okay,
right? Feed me to an alligator, have me eaten by a bunch of hungry forest ants or something like that.
I feel like that would be scary.
No, I'd be dead. What are, you know? Unless I'm one of those people.
Scary
that,
for us. Scary for the people watching.
No, there's. Please just know that it was my last will and testament here on Celluloid for everyone to hear and remember. He wanted to be eaten by a snake, sir. Officer, this is perfectly legal. Watch episode number whatever. I watched episode number whatever. He said he wanted to be a dildo. I'm not sure this goes along with his estate's wishes. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read more about Chrissy and I, find all the show notes, and watch all the audio, watch all the video, listen to all the audio, leave us a message, info@TCBpodcast.com. Send us content ideas, tell us what you like or you don't like, or you just want to correspond with us. Here, let me show you this. Here's another thing you can do. You can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to watch this episode right now. Make sure you subscribe. Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, that shirt.
This
I love
is
it.
High quality plastic nylon.
It is.
Right here.
Yeah.
These things do not deteriorate in the first or second wash. You're going to get to at least wash number 7. Look at that. Look how I can stretch that.
Yeah.
You could probably, you know those commercials where they like take that stuff, that putty fills in the boat, the hole in the boat,
uh-huh,
and the guy's, you know, floating around, and he's like, this will never die. You'll never drown with Super 5000 or whatever they call it. I feel like this is made of the same material.
Mm-hmm.
This is swag. This is high quality swag made in somewhere. And so what you can do is if you leave us a message or send us some content ideas, or you just get, you know, just drop us a line, I'll send you some free swag. Not to everybody, just to the people I like. So I'm just letting you know that right now. 470-584-8449 is where you can also leave us a text message or a voicemail. Standard text messaging rates do apply for those of you out of the country. Here's what you want to do. This is the last week to do it. You want to go to Instagram at The Commercial Break. You want to find the post about the $500 giveaway. Make sure you're following us. Leave us a message about your favorite line from your favorite episode. Tag a friend. You're entered in to win $500 in gold dot gift card. You get a gift card and you get a gift card and you get a gift card. No, just one person
just
gets
one.
A gift card.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you want to share it with somebody, that's completely up to you.
Yeah.
But if you do that, then it will respond and you'll automatically be entered in to win. We'll choose our favorite comment on the July 7th episode, and then we're going to give it away on the July 9th episode, something like that. That first week in July.
Yes.
On Tuesday, we'll pick. On Friday, hopefully, we'll get the person here on the show so they can accept their winnings if they're willing to be on the commercial break. you know, okay. And, or you can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and do the same thing. I understand you can't tag a friend, but make sure that you're a subscriber. Leave a comment under your favorite episode or on your favorite episode's video, and you'll be entered in to win. I feel like we've gotten many, many people who have followed us from, I think, from this particular promotion.
Yeah.
And they're interacting with us. And I think we're picking up a few fans along the way, but there are people who clearly have they are leaving comments about their favorite lines from their favorite episodes that I don't ever remember saying, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you miss 1,000% of the shots you never take. And I'm like, I never said that. Why would I say that? Or I like the one where you talk about hand jobs. And I'm like, I never talked about a hand job ever. And they just like make up random shit.
Okay.
And just know that if you're making up random shit, you are not going to be the winner, because I want accuracy. If there's one thing that Chrissy and I demand on this show, it's accountability and accuracy.
Right.
Just watch
hence
the
end. Whence.
Yes. Hence whence. From hence whence it came, whence hence it goes.
It's the accurate kind of reporting we do right
That is
here.
The King's English right there. That's legal jargon you can take to the bank. You remember that episode? It's so bad. So bad. I think that was one about flat earthers. Anyway, and now it's time for the commercial break. If you're in the market for the products and services that our sponsors offer, please do us a favor and use our specialized URL and discount codes. It really helps the show. It helps us create new content and keep it flowing for free. Hey, everybody. I honestly could not be more excited about our brand new sponsor, Magic Spoon. So if you've been listening to the show, you know that my habit as a little child of sitting in front of the TV and eating endless bowls of sugary cereal has followed me into adulthood. Only now I do it late at night when it couldn't be worse for me, and I still love those sugary, fatty cereals. Magic Spoon is made for me. They made it directly for me. You want to know why? Because it's 0 grams of sugar, it's 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net carbs per serving. It's also only 140 calories per serving. How is it possible? I don't know. But they sent us a free box of this cereal, like a free variety pack of this cereal. And Astrid and I went to a party, and we ended up spending a half an hour talking about this cereal. It is that good. It is honestly so delicious, better than some of the cereals I buy at the store. I don't know how they do it and make it so good for you, but they have done it. And for all of you on those specialized diets, it's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. The variety pack comes with 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Obviously replicating some of your favorite sugary cereals when you were a kid. Here's what I did. I took some of the cocoa and I mixed it with peanut butter, and it's like a peanut butter cup. That's what it tastes like. It's so good. And the frosted tastes like cake. I'm not even kidding you. Cake, cereal, cake. It's unbelievable. And I don't feel guilty after eating it late at night, as I do with all of my cereals. Here's what you can please do. Go to magicspoon.com/TCB to grab a variety pack and give it a try. Be sure to use the promo code TCB at checkout to get $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in this product, they are backing it with a 100% happiness guarantee. That means if you don't like it for any reason, they will refund all of your money, no questions asked. You have to give it a try. There's no reason why you won't like the cereal. MagicSpoon.com/TCB, MagicSpoon.com/TCB, and use the discount code TCB to get $5 off. Thank you so much, Magic Spoon, for becoming our new sponsors. And please keep on sending me free cereal. I'll eat it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So we were talking about Clubhouse a couple of weeks ago, and we were saying that, you know, please come and join our Clubhouse club. And then last week we told you, don't forget about it. Don't join our Clubhouse club because it doesn't matter. Just want to make sure we're staying consistent. Consistency, right. Accuracy, stability. That's right. What you're going to get from the commercial break. Just go back and listen from episode number one. You'll clearly see.
You'll get that for a month.
All of our failed. Each month there's a different dumb idea that we have that we never follow through on. The only thing we've ever followed through on is making sure there's an episode here every week. That's the only thing that we've ever followed through on. So don't believe us. I mean, well, you know, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. You never know.
Yeah.
We're thinking about it right now. So we had this brilliant idea that we would get on Clubhouse when the Clubhouse was the hot thing. And then we'd, you know, invite people and they'd come.
Yeah,
we'd
do
to the
our
show
on Clubhouse.
Yeah, we did it one time and no one showed up. So
yeah, exactly.
The audio was
well,
bad.
No, we had like a couple of people show up, but then they left.
They stayed for an exactly 30 seconds. But then there was that one time when we realized we didn't have our microphones plugged in, so they couldn't. They were probably like, what is that?
That was on Fireside, I think.
Oh, was it? Yeah, it was on Fireside. But I'm sure it happened on Clubhouse, too.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
We're just so bad at technology. Don't ask us. So I was trying to explain Clubhouse to somebody this weekend that had never been on Clubhouse. And I said, I'm repeating myself when I say it's kind of like a party line from the 90s, if you're familiar. So for the kids who are not familiar about the 976 and 900 party lines, let me try my best to explain what was going on back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Back in the 90s, you use your cell phone now. You pick up the phone, you dial a number, and a very complicated series of wireless transactions happens to get your phone call from one place to the other. It goes from your phone to a computer to a box to a system to a space down back. There's a person involved pressing a button. I'm not even really sure. Don't ask. But I know that the phone call gets from one place to the other.
Yes.
But back in the day, we didn't have wireless cell phone technology, or at least it wasn't very robust. Maybe a few rich people had cell phones.
The car phones.
The car phones, right, which were like 16 and a half pounds. And cost $700 a minute to make a phone call.
Yes.
Because then literally someone had to I think someone was like running the signal from one place to the other. They actually had to deliver a tape. Yes. They'd put it on CD and then they'd run and they'd go, here's what Brian said. Go back this way. A cell phone? What's that?
What's that?
It's a thing you make phone calls on. Oh, interesting. Is that kind of like a Jack in the Rabbit? What's a Jack in the Rabbit? Back in the day, we used to write messages on the back of a Jack in the Rabbit. Slap him on the butt and see where he went. Go, fetch my wife. So we had a phone on the wall. Every family had a phone on the wall.
Yes.
Every family in the world had a phone on the wall. And that phone was in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Why it was in the kitchen? I guess because we spent a lot of time in the kitchen.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Like the main room.
That's right. Well, someone would ring you up, and the whole house would run to get the phone.
Right.
Because we didn't know who it was.
Somebody getting the phone.
Somebody getting the phone. Get the phone! It could be the post office telling us about a package being delivered in 6 to 12 weeks. Get the phone! I'm waiting for a phone call from the CD of the Month Club.
Oh, God, yes.
Get the phone! Get the phone! It's the only way we'll ever know anything's happening is if we get this one phone call right now!
Yes.
You wouldn't imagine how long it would take for things to get done back then, because you had to wait for the phone call. Mm-hmm. And if you weren't there, you weren't there. And then maybe you got a message on the answer machine, but guess what? Then you had to call them back, and then you'll leave a message on their answer machine.
Yeah.
It was very complicated back then.
It was.
But there was a phone on the wall, and you would pick it up, and somebody would be magically talking to you. Now, back then, we thought this was the shit's tits. I mean, we were like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And if you got your own phone as a teenager, you were the coolest thing that ever happened.
Some people had their own lines.
I had my own line.
Yeah.
For my 15th birthday, I got my own line. Kevin got his own line, mainly because I think my dad was like, fuck this bullshit. I don't ever get to talk on the phone. I keep missing phone calls. Brian's. making plans to meet whatever hussy at the rectory at church. So he can get a hand shandy in the back of the altar boy.
Yeah.
Closet. So you had this phone on the wall, and then you would answer the phone. And if you were really awesome, you would have a long phone cord.
Oh, the long cord.
That's right. The long cord.
That could go into the other room.
Your parents were cool if you had the long cord. Because if you had the long cord, you could walk around the corner and talk where everyone could probably still hear you, but at least it gave you the...
People would have the limbo, you know, do the limbo shimmy under the cord.
That's right.
But yeah, you could be private.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, now the cord was going everywhere and people would go under it and over it and on top of it. And hey, can you go over here because I'm trying to make dinner and all this other shit. But in the 90s, there was a trend came about, and that trend was called 900 or 976 numbers.
Yes.
If you had the prefix 900 or 976, then that meant it was a paid line. You were being charged by the minute to make that phone call. Not like a long distance phone call, but they were actually charging you. And some of these were like outrageously expensive. $10 for the first minute, $3.99 with each additional minute. And I mean,
those were the sex ones.
Those were the sex ones, right? Because they got you. Yeah. And that girl would be on the phone with you all night long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she knew how to get you.
Thanks for calling Secret Passions. This is Betty. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Brian.
Oh, Brian, you sound like you have a big, hard boner.
I do. I do. I'm so excited. What do you look like?
Oh, what do you think I look like?
What do you want me to look like?
I don't know. I've got a poster of Pam Anderson on my bed over my bed right now. I think you look like Pam Anderson.
Oh, you know it. You're just in luck. I'm blonde and buxom, and I'm waiting for your hard boner to come close to me.
Oh,
can you put your boner next to the phone so I can talk to it for 5 to 10 minutes?
Right.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, make sure you keep it down there. I'm going to talk dirty to it.
Okay.
Hi, boner. Excuse me while I go get ready. I'll be back in 15 to 20 minutes. Don't hang up now.
I won't.
You keep that phone near your boner. Don't worry, I'll be back.
Yes.
Meanwhile, it was Bob from Sheboygan, Wisconsin you were talking to.
Exactly.
Hey, it's me. Hey, this is Betty Lou. What do you look like?
Betty, you sound like a little bit like a man.
Oh, that's just because I've been smoking cigarettes, touching myself, waiting for you to dial in. Now, I have to ask you some questions. Did you get your parents' permission to make this phone call?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, are you ready for a 7 to 12 hour sex adventure?
I guess. I think that's okay with my parents.
Great. I just need you to press 1 and approve the following charge.
$756.22 for the first minute, $622 for next each additional minute. Boop!
Okay, let's get started. What do you look like, Brian?
Oh, I'm really tall, and I've got hair on my chest and my balls, and I've already been through puberty. I'm a man. I'm a real man.
Sweet. Let's get started. Why don't you go downstairs, take off your clothes, and spend 5 to 10 minutes getting ready. I'll be back.
It's like they got you every time. Oh, it was always some ploy to get you to spend more time on the phone with them.
I'm going to put the phone next to my tits for 26 minutes. I want you to put your phone next to your dick for 26 minutes, and we're going to rub them together.
Oh, sweet. But then they weren't all sex lines. You could also call the party line, which was like a sex. They made you think it was a sex line. They made you think you were going to get laid instantaneously for calling the party line, right? You called 976, whatever, chit chat or whatever it was. And the commercials always made it seem like there was some hot, attractive people.
It was hot people, yeah.
Of course.
Just all talking, hanging out, laughing together. We're having a party.
Yeah.
I found Billy on the party line last night. We hooked up today, and we've been having fun. Why don't you call?
Right. It's like, oh my God, I want to be with her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Don't worry. Billy just died in a horrible auto accident. I'll be on the line.
So you'd call, yeah. But this is what it sounds like. And you'd be like, what? Who's that? Huh? Huh? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Everybody else was trying to talk.
They put 12 people on at the same time, and everyone was talking over each other. And so what you ended up becoming was a voyeur of somebody else's conversations that were not sexy nor interesting. But by the time you figured it out, you were already $600 into the phone call, so you might as well just stay on for another couple hours and hang out with everybody. So I called these lines a few – I've said this before. I called these lines a few times, and I got in some trouble, and my dad was really pissed. You know, because I had my own line. Right. So even though I tried to deny that I was the one who made those phone calls, clearly it came from my room at 3 o'clock in the morning. My dad was not convinced. Dad, I don't know what that's all about. Who would make that phone call? Patrick. Patrick. I mean, no, Patrick's six. I thought I heard Patrick in my room the other night. Oh, you did? He's still in his crib. I know. He's an escape artist. Little bastard coming in my room making phone calls at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I could only imagine.
Oh my God. My dad, I can't believe my dad's head didn't come directly off his shoulders. He had four boys. Can you imagine? No. Four boys. All of us trouble in our own way, but yes. I was mainly the troublemaker. I was a troublemaker and everybody else followed suit. Mm-hmm. But so what I thought I would do is, you know, listen, and I want to thank our good friend William the Wonder Boy for prompting me to do this sooner than I would have otherwise done it. I actually put this on my list of things to talk about, and then William sent me some YouTube videos where they have these old commercials from the 90s.
Oh, nice.
The 976 numbers. And so I thought it might be interesting to take a look back on the time when we were all doing 976 phone calls, 900 numbers. So we were maybe not doing them, but we were watching them. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, these commercials only played very late at night. Only if you were up past, I think it was 11 or 1130.
Yes.
Would you ever hear these commercials? Listen to how awful some of these commercials are. And I'm leaving the phone numbers in, by the way. Don't call them because I don't know what that... Actually, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah, we should.
I wonder if any of these numbers, should we call one on air? Maybe that might be an idea. Let's get through some of the commercials,
yes,
and then we'll go for it. Here we go. Ready? These are 90s, 976, and 900 numbers.
He thinks he could do that to me, and I won't tell anyone? Well, I am telling.
Hear startling secret confessions. Call 1-900-370.
Startling
secret confessions.
Okay, startling.
Meanwhile, you call like, hey, what you up to? Nothing. Where's What's the startling up? Secret confession? Oh, no, I'm waiting for him to start. I don't know. There's some chicken here a few minutes ago. I asked her for a blowjob. She left.
9200.
I'm too embarrassed to tell my best friend, but I've got to tell someone.
Got to
unload it off my chest.
I've got to unload it off my chest. I've been sleeping with the pool boy, Billy. Let me tell you all about it in graphic detail.
Right.
The story will take 30 to 45 minutes. Press 1 to accept.
Listen in privacy to women sharing their innermost feelings.
Well, listen to privacy with 12 other people on the line. Listen in complete secrecy to 12 other people talking about nothing. Listen in secret to 12 people trying to figure out how to say hello with 12 other people on the line. Hello.
Call 1-900-370-9200.
I can't believe you're telling me this.
Secret confessions. Call 1-900-370-9200. $2 for the first minute, $1 for each additional minute.
$2 for the first minute, $1 for each additional minute. That is highway fucking robbery.
Yeah,
and this is back 20, 30 years
Those
ago.
Those companies were making serious
crazy money. This is a racket I want to get in on. And by the way, everybody did get in on this because even celebrities had their own lines. We have a few of those coming up, but take a listen.
For adults only.
Recently, we asked some frequent callers why they dial the 1-900-999-5372 party line.
Recently, we asked some frequent callers why they dial the 999-427-3344-674217789 number. And by the way, there was no cell phones. You couldn't capture a picture. There was no DVR. So if you didn't catch that incredibly complicated phone number the first time, you were screwed.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Gigi DeLeo, and I use the party line to meet new friends.
Hi, I'm Michael Moore. I call the party line to meet new friends and to find out what's happening in town.
Find out what's happening.
Yeah, like people are just sitting around going, let me tell everyone about this happening event going on.
Hey, I'm Brian. I'm Brian from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and I've been smoking meth for 4 days. Come over to my house, 1256 Party Street.
Find out what's happening in town. Yeah. There was no internet back then, so I guess maybe people found out what was going on in town.
Hey, anybody know about where a good party is? Yeah, come down to truck stop number 45, stall 3. There's a party going on. Sweet, I'll bring some beers. Just bring some Vaseline,
thank
son.
Thank God they called in.
Yeah, thank God they called in to figure out what was going on. How many people do you think actually met up because of these calls? Zero. Yeah. Zero people met up. How many people got informed about what was going on in their town because of these party lines? Zero.
Hi, I'm Jesse, and my weekends are never a bore with all my new party line friends.
Call now.
Oh, wow. It's just, like,
was that a tiger in the background?
Yeah, it was a My weekends are never a bore with all my party line friends. I bought this tiger. Someone sold me this tiger on the party line. I got a tiger for free.
My party line friend.
Hey, what's going on in town this weekend? Oh, I got 7 tigers. Do you want one? By the way, how fucking stupid were we back then? How stupid were we?
It's bad.
I'm never alone with my new party line friends. And we're all sitting at home like, yeah, why am I alone on the weekend? I should call 976-123-774-572.
I want to meet some party line friends.
I want to meet some party line friends.
Only $2 for the first minute, 95 cents for each additional minute. That's 1-900-999-5372.
Which is a catchy phone line, by the way. 999-12-577-7455. Yeah.
Good job on
that. Yeah, good job on that one. By the way, notice he said it's only $2 for the first minute, 95 cents for each additional minute.
That's it.
I wonder why the first minute was so expensive. I guess because you hang up pretty quickly.
Right.
It's like you call and no one's there. Hello? Does anybody know what's going on in my town?
I need to know about events in my town.
No, son, but do you want to tickle your balls with my mouth?
Hi, that was my girlfriend, Tasha. She's telling me about this guy who called me the other night. We were on that phone line. You know that fun phone line? Anyhow, he started telling me a joke. You know, I just can't stop laughing.
How bad are these commercials?
Really bad.
I was just talking to my friend Tanya, and Tanya was telling me about this guy that I talked to the other night. He told me a joke, and I couldn't stop laughing. Did you notice I'm not wearing a bra? Call in now. Let's laugh together.
Oh, my God.
I'll make the phone vibrate against your balls.
Call 976-0300 to talk or just listen. It's only $1 a minute, and it's fun.
We talked about everything.
We talked about everything. The producers of this commercial gave me some heroin. I feel like this girl was doing this against her will. We talked about everything, including how I'm going to escape this den of iniquities. Now, listen to the saxophone in the background. It's the saddest saxophone I've ever heard.
I have so much fun.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, man.
You gotta have some fun.
The Christmas season once again is here. The dad has been selected the man of the year. The hip hop job is the well known fact. Got 1-900-909-RAP.
Yes. 1-900-909-RAP. That's right. If you wanted to hear rap songs, you could call.
Really?
Yes. This was a thing.
About the rap songs.
Well, listen. Then celebrities got into it.
I know the psychics.
Yeah, the psychics. But the celebrities would have their own phone number. Hey, want to know more about me? I'm the girl who recently starred in the TV movie with Dan. A Long Night with Dan. You want to find out about my intimate secrets? Call 777.
Shocking.
Yeah. Shocking secrets about how I got famous.
Dallas got the word. And it's better than toys. My old rap, my skills and boys. For Christmas word. Fresh out of Santa's sack. Got 1-900-909-RAP.
I actually think I remember this commercial. 1-900-909-RAP. And this is the Christmas version of their commercial.
Is it R-A-P-P?
1-900-909-RAP. Yeah, it's RAPP, I think. Wait, 1-900-909-RAP. Rep. It is a Christmas. And they called me 909-RAP. I charged them many.
They probably had Christmas ones. I probably did.
Your phone bill will be high. Your dad, you must deny. Blame it on Patrick. 909.
So pick up your phone, sit back, relax, and listen. Kids, before you dial, get your parents' permission. Yo, call right now and share Santa's hip-hop holiday. $2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute.
Are you up for a little adventure tonight?
Oh, you know I am.
Perfect. Call Nightline for hundreds of local guys and girls.
By the way, I just want to let you know that Nightline, this particular thing, is still around today. They still have commercials. There are still party lines today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the commercial form of just
call Nightline to find out what's going on. It always shows, like, now the commercials, they show some girl coming home from a bar. Yeah. Like, you know, she's at the bar and she's like, this is boring.
Really,
she's being hit on by a bunch of guys. And
I really wish I was paying for conversation. Yeah, I really wish
I could call my party line. I just want to get back home so I can pay more money. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Are connecting right now. Record an ad. Describe yourself and what you're into. New callers receive a complimentary free trial. So what are you waiting for? Call now and get in.
Hi, I'm Billy. I'm into anything with a pussy. Call me back.
Your personal ad.
Hi, I'm Billy. I'm into butt play. Call me back. Hi, my name's Joe. I got a scrundle sack waiting for you. Call me back. Dial 3.
To the action. Don't miss out. Find out who's waiting to connect with you. Right here on Nightline.
Try it free. Call 1-877-609-3888 now.
So I told him to come on up.
Hear shocking, intriguing, true confessions. Call 1-900-246-1212.
I promised that I wouldn't tell a soul.
But I'm lying. But I'm a liar.
I don't remember the confession one, but
the confession ones were. It was so. But here's the thing.
I guess it's intriguing.
Now listen, I think it's this one where they say at the end they say for women only, because you know as soon as they say for women only, every guy in the world's picking up the phone to find out what women are talking about. Oh, I know my wife Rita's calling that number. I bet I'll find her on there.
But if you really want to know,
dial 1-900-246-1212 for fascinating, even alarming, innermost secrets.
Alarming? I just murdered my husband.
Right. That's what I'm picturing.
There's blood on the phone.
Can someone help me?
Can someone help me? Press 1 to continue this call.
I didn't think I'd have the nerve, but what could I say? I really like him.
That's 1-900.
I didn't think I'd have the nerve. What could I say?
Was that a shocking confession?
That's a shocking convention. Yeah. I didn't think I'd have the nerve, but I went ahead and cut off his penis.
1-800-246-1212. $2 for the first minute, 95 cents for each additional minute. For adults only.
For adults only.
Selective introductions to the beautiful people and their private phone numbers are waiting for you. 24 hours a day. Call 1-900-500.
Listen to the music.
Private phone numbers. It's very vague with beautiful people.
Yeah.
And their private phone numbers.
For introductions to other human beings and their private phone numbers listed in the white pages, call us now. For information you can get from free from 411, call us now. Beautiful people like Terry. Sure, she's missing an arm, but she's hot to trot.
105,000 for those private phone numbers. $5 a call, adults only. For selective introductions to the beautiful people and those private phone numbers, call 1-900-500-5000.
Now, here was the thing about the numbers that had a flat fee, right? Or the numbers where they said they had other phone numbers, right?
Okay.
They'd be, because they started getting smart. Uh-huh. First of all, when they say adults only, they realize that mostly children are calling them,
yes.
right? Mostly children are calling them because, you know, we're all horned up and ready to go.
Right.
And there's only everything but a squiggly.
You can't drive
there's
yet.
Only, and the only thing there is like a squiggly tit every once in a while on the Cinemax channel your dad didn't pay for, right? I saw a squiggly tit. Quick, come. First of all. Second of all, you know, teenagers are mainly up at night carousing. I mean, they were just bilking parents out of millions of dollars, first of all. Second of all, they realized, I think eventually, that there were, if you wanted to get people hooked, what you did was you gave them a free phone call for like 2 minutes, right? And so it would be like, hey, my name's Susie. I'm waiting for your big, hard, you know what, come right in my mouth. But first, we've got to go to another private phone number to keep this conversation between you and I. Dial 333-2211. Are you ready? I don't think so. My dad didn't. Hey, get some balls. Grow some hair on those testes.
You got the nerve.
Yeah. grab yourself by your scrundle sack and get ready to explode. But first, call 333-2211.
Right.
Yeah. So they would. It was like a series of phone calls that you would make, charging you all along the way, right? They were just getting you deeper and deeper until until you exploded, I guess. I'm not sure.
Do it now.
Do it
now.
Go
on, call it. Ah, Bill, these things don't work.
Bill, these things don't work. What are you talking about? I've heard they're nothing but a scam, trying to get money out of you with your phone, Bill.
I met Mary on this line, didn't I? What's the number of that party line again?
Did he say I got married on
this
line?
No, he said, I met Mary on this line, didn't I? And by the way, in the commercial, he's like standing next to Mary with his arm around her, and they're at an office. Hey, I brought my slutty phone line girlfriend with me to the office. To convince everybody else to call. Hey, did you meet Mary? She gave me a hand job over the phone the other day. And now we're together forever. Go ahead, Bill. Give it. Bill, I see you've been in the slumps. Go ahead and give 999-3322 a phone call.
That's right.
You're going to jizz all over yourself and meet a hot girl like I did. Look, she's here right now in real life with me. We lived in the same building. It was unbelievable. She traveled cross country to live with me via Amtrak. She was homeless just 2 days ago. Not now. She's my new wife. She was a prostitute on Tuesday. And now she's my girlfriend.
That's right.
She's only charging me 30 cents a minute to be in real life. It's a deal. I was paying $2 a, I was paying $2 a minute on the phone, but now she's charging me 30 cents. Oh, my God. Hey, Mary.
Not that party line. The party line. 976.
8881.
976-8881. But I'm just going to listen in.
Hi, this is Jill. We just came on the line.
Hi, Jill. I'm Michael. What sign are you?
Hi, Michael. I'm a Pisces. Hi, Michael.
Call now. 8881. Call now.
Awful.
8881.
That is awful. God. Oh my God.
Call 8881. Yeah. Call 8881. What's your credit card number?
Yeah. Tying it into it.
Parting with your hard-earned cash. Hi, what's your sign? What's your sign?
I know.
How dumb were we back then? What's your sign? Women were just an obscure object to be ogled at and pretended by, right? And men were just, I don't know. I mean, who would use that line? But they're putting it right there in the commercial.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your sign? Because then you know everybody else who called that was like, hey, what's your sign? Fuck off, asshole!
Audio Entertainment presents pop music's new sensation, Paula Abdul.
Paula Abdul. I can't even say her name.
Was she in it? She was in on the party line?
She was in on the party line, but he can't even say her name right. He said Paul Abdul. Yeah. It's the world's new sensation, Paul Abdul.
Straight up now, tell me, is it gonna be
Call
you?
Me.
Honey, I've got news you can use.
Straight up, she's going to tell you everything. Call 1-900-909-1800 now.
Straight up, she's telling you everything.
Call me twice and I'll send you an autographed picture.
You called it twice and you sent an autographed picture?
Oh, wow.
That's,
she was in on that.
That's probably worth as much as my Dick Tracy shit is worth right now. You probably paid more for the phone call than that thing is worth right now.
Yeah, call me twice.
Yeah. I'm putting this call out there to all of the many listeners of the commercial break. If you ever got an autographed picture from a phone call to Paula Abdul, can you please let me know? info@tcbpodcast.com.
Yes.
Because we got to have you on the show. Or I at least got to know the story.
You and Paula.
You don't have to tell me your name.
Together,
I do
want to
know what secrets she told, though.
Dumb shit, I'm sure, right? Hey, it's me, Paula Abdul.
My favorite color is red.
I'm wearing a pink dress right now. I just got these Tama Mottola shoes. Do you want to know how I became famous? Press 1 for additional charges. and then when it's like, you know, I met David Geffen at a party, and now I'm famous. Press 2 to learn how... to learn about my dog, Coco. Right. Press 3 to accept additional charges. Press 4 for your autographed picture. Xerox locally.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know she didn't autograph any of those pictures. Call twice.
First minute, 45 cents each extra minute. Kids ask your parents' permission. Paula's on a rocket to stardom.
Call me now and find out why.
Pick up the phone.
Call now and find out why. Was she actually telling people why she was on the rocket to stardom? I think it's my good looks, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. She had a hit song.
She had one hit song.
A great choreographer.
Yeah, though. She was. She was a choreographer for like Michael Jackson. And
Some other people.
Molly Crew. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Call 1-900-909-1800.
Call me now.
Coming out.
Okay. Must be 18 years of age or older. Carrier or long distance charges may apply.
Where are all the single people in New York?
I don't know. They're on the party line. Oh, that's where they are. Yep. Not Studio 54, CBGB, or any one of the many hundreds of thousands of incredibly interesting places in New York. They're on the party line.
Alone at home.
That's right. All whacking each other off over the phone.
They're on Lava Life Voice. It's the best way to meet other exciting local singles. And it's so easy. Record a greeting.
Hi, this is Jen. I love music, I'm outgoing, and I love to have fun. And I'm looking for someone who shares my interests. So if this sounds like you, leave me a message.
Wow, Jen, how incredibly vague is that? I love music and breathing.
I love to have fun.
Yeah, I love to have fun. I hate when people say that. I know. I'm a people person. Oh, really? You are? You're a people person? Who's not a people person? Everyone's a people person.
Listen to greetings.
Hi, I'm Rob. I'm 5'11.
James here. I'm athletic. I own my own business.
Exchange messages.
Hi, Greg. This is Jen calling.
And see what happens.
Great message. I would love to meet you.
Great message.
You said you have fun.
I'll give you 5 stars for your message. Great message. Shut up, Greg.
Did you just message back and forth?
Yeah, what are you reviewing her? Reviewing her message? Great. Your message was a big, hot, steaming pile of shit. You're not getting a phone call back from me. Message me back. Hi, I'm Greg. I like breathing. I have teeth. And I watch TV. Call me back. That's a great message. That's a great message.
Yeah, that is a great
message. Have you guys met Greg? He's really good at messages.
Hi, I'm Greg. I have hair. I like listening and I walk.
That's the kind of message you leave people. Right.
I give your message a great hot stinking shit.
Oh, here comes Greg. He's really great at messages. Everyone settle down. I was on that party line the other night, but I don't know. No one's called me back. You should call Greg. He knows all about messages. He's the message whisperer.
Greg.
He's the greatest messenger ever.
I wonder if Greg and Jen are still together.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably. You know how these stories always work out.
Exactly.
How about coffee dinner?
Lava Life Voice. It's exciting, fun, totally confident.
I don't drink coffee at night. It keeps me up.
Confidential, and it's always free to call.
It's always free to call, but once you get there, you got to pay for everything.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Free for the first 5 seconds.
And the best part, there are hundreds of local singles on Lava Life Voice right now. So don't delay. Call the number on your screen right now.
Foolish friends, Freddy Krueger is on your phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
the scary one?
Yeah, so there was the part. Okay, so clearly there's party lines, there's sex lines, there's confession lines, there's all kind of lines, rap lines, all kind of lines. And like I said, then all of a sudden there was a trend back in, I would say, probably the early 90s, there was a trend of every movie had to have a party line, like every upcoming movie. So this is Freddy Krueger. For those of you that don't know, Nightmare on Elm Street. Yep. Not Friday the 13th. Nightmare on Elm Street.
I love
which
this.
Is a classic movie. You got to see at least number one. There's like 12 of them. But, you know, see the first one.
Yeah.
This is Freddy Krueger. But not the real Freddy Krueger. This, you can tell this isn't his voice.
Dial this number now. I've got some tales to tell. Freddy's favorite bedtime stories.
This sounds like Hulk Hogan, actually. Hi, kids. It's Freddy Krueger. I'm going to slice your eyeballs out while you're sleeping. I'm going to tie your little penis in a knot and throw you over a roof into a flaming cauldron. Make sure you get your parents' permission before calling. Hi, kids. I'm going to eat your mommy's face off. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents for the additional minute. Kids, please get your parents' permission before calling. I'm pure nightmare fuel.
Dead time stories. All brand new. Straight from my boiler room to your home. It's Freddy Krueger on your phone. So dial this number now if you dare. Tell them Freddy sent you.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute.
I feel like I did call this line, actually.
It does like sound like Hulk Hogan, too.
It does, doesn't it?
Hey, brother, it's me, Freddy Krueger. I'm the stuff of nightmares. What you gonna do when Freddy Krueger? What you gonna do when Freddy Krueger murders you? What you gonna do when Freddy Krueger bludgeons you and your mother and your mom and your dad all to death? Make sure you get permission before you call.
Children, get your parents' permission before you dial.
Children?
I have questions. I have the answers. You've already talked to an attorney, haven't you?
It's Miss Cleo. Oh, here she is.
Well, I've contacted. I'm trying.
Yeah, because I see was one a woman as one as well as one a man?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at the male attorney here is the Knight of Cups. I'm also looking at the Queen of Cups here.
Amazing, Miss Cleo.
Yeah.
How did you ever guess that the attorney might be a man or a woman?
She was psychic, after all.
See that you will ask for the divorce, but...
I'm sensing someone with a heartbeat. Is there someone with a heartbeat in your future? I'm sensing someone that breathes oxygen. Is he out there?
I think she's giving her advice about a divorce.
Yeah, she's saying, listen, it's going to end ugly. This is why Miss Cleo went to jail.
Sweetheart, it's going to be messy. I cannot fix that for you.
Well, thank you.
Call me now for your...
Well, thank you. Thanks
Let
for that.
Know. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be messy. I can't fix that for you, darling. It's going to be messy. You're going to lose all your money. You'll probably never love again.
She's
well,
like, thanks
thank
for,
you.
Thanks for letting me know.
Thanks for the advice, Miss Cleo. Great to talk to you. Gonna go jump off the I-95 bridge now. Have a good day, dear.
A free reading.
1-800-799-6804.
6804. That was a good one.
The action never stops on the party line, and it's as close as your phone. Just dial 100-411-777s. Thousands of others have joined the party. Now it's your turn. New friends are just a...
Thousands of others might be a little bit of an overstatement.
Right.
Four others have joined the party line.
Phone call.
Zero of which are on right now when you call. Exactly. It was either two things. It was zero people or it was many people. One of the two.
Call away. Dial 100-411-777s. For just 89 cents a minute, join the party. The party line, 1-400-411-777s.
Wait, that's a lot of numbers.
100.
1-400-111-777s and 2-3s. What? Call this incredibly uncomplicated phone number, 1-411-727-333-455-77s-812s-1. To join thousands of other people who forgot the phone number. to join thousands of other Mensa members who happen to remember the phone number in the 30 seconds it takes for this commercial to go on. Children, get your parents' permission before calling. I love that music is awful on all of
them. Oh, yeah.
Now there's a Michael Jackson hotline with all the inside news at 976-2500. Beat it to your phone.
Beat it to your phone. That's what he said.
Beat it to your phone.
How incredibly apropos, given this, given the hindsight. Hey, it's me, Michael. Come here, little monkey. Come here, little boy. Can you beat it on your phone? Send me a picture via snail mail.
Get the latest dirt on your favorite soaps. Call 976-8080 for General Hospital, 8181 for all my children.
John. The latest dirt. I mean, didn't they just show it every day anyway?
Yeah, why did, what? I mean, you really have to be in a General Hospital. Right. But there are some people who are. Don't get in the middle of them and their stories.
Oh, yeah,
right?
That's right.
Do you remember when we worked in... at Clear Channel, and they had in the break room, they had a television, right?
Yeah.
And every afternoon, some ladies, some of the older ladies in the office would sit there and they would watch General Hospital. I don't even think that show's on anymore, is it?
I don't know.
Isn't Young and Restless the only show that's on anymore? They're all gone. All the soap operas are Bold and Beautiful or whatever. All the soap operas, they have a soap channel, I guess, now, because you could watch some of these soap operas. But these shows were daily live shows. They went on for decades and decades and decades. Yeah. It's basically the same thing. People would die, they'd come back, they'd die, they'd come back.
Have an affair
with everybody. They fucked everybody. Yeah. Everybody fucked everybody. It was a lot of incest going on. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'd go up into the break room, and God forbid you make noise while the stories were on.
Oh, I know.
And they would say, don't interrupt our stories. Yeah. Stories.
Yep. Yeah. That's what you would call them.
Awful television show. What are you talking about? But you got to be really desperate. For information about your favorite
dirt
soap,
on the,
to watch it every day and then need more. And then spend an additional $300 getting more information. And what kind of information do they give you? I so wish these were around still.
Yeah.
So we could make phone calls. I wish there was a place like a repository for old 900 and 999 numbers where we could just like listen to what was going on.
Thank your lucky stars. Now Sydney Omar's astrology report is as close as your phone. Just find your sign and dial. All calls 55 cents.
Oh, that's not bad. 55 cents. Yeah. I'll do that. Clearly, no one spent money on music.
No.
I call this number all the time, and you should see the people I meet.
You too can meet new people.
I call this number all the time, and you should see how many communicable diseases I've gotten. Right. You should see my front doors dripping with hot tail. You should see the people I meet.
Selling a dream.
Yeah, selling the dream. That's right. You should see the people I meet. You should see the people I met.
It's been real
You'll
bad.
Never call.
It's been real bad, but I'm hoping if I call one more time.
Go anywhere across the street and across the country. I called the nationwide party line, and I met the man of my dreams.
I met Heather over the nationwide party line, and she lives right in my hometown.
That's right. You too can meet new people anywhere. This is the first nationwide party line open 24 hours a day. Get in on the action.
I call the nationwide party line. Why don't you?
I call the nationwide party line because I'm the hottest girl in town. And I just need more friends like you.
Exactly. I'm really lonely.
Think about it, guys. Think about it. You think the hottest girl in town is using the party line? No, she's not. She doesn't need the party line. That's not what she needs.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, there are so many more of these that we could go through. But you know what? I guess, you know, you only got so much time. Maybe we'll save it for, maybe we'll save more of them for another time. But
I like it.
That was it. That was the deal. You know, and now you got a flavor for what was going on. First of all, you realize how bad the audio was back in the 90s on our televisions.
Yes.
And that's what we heard, by the way. This wasn't like, this is just a bad tape. This is actually what we heard coming through our speakers.
Yeah.
And we thought it was the shit. If you thought the sound was bad, you should look at the picture that was going on. 4K. It wasn't even in 1K. It was like just a big fuzzy glob. And we thought it was the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't know any different. That's the thing about technology, is that it oftentimes, when it's here, you're like, wow, this is amazing. And you don't think twice about it.
Yeah.
But then a couple of years, you look back and you go, holy shit, we were actually like,
that was bad.
Yeah, we were actually pressing multiple numbers to text. Yeah. Like there wasn't a keyboard on the phone back then. It's unbelievable. Ah, that's a sign to wrap it up. Look at me. What a great song. I love this song.
It is a great song.
I love this being our final song.
You know your audio.
I do.
Unlike the people in the commercials.
Yes. I hope I'm coming home. I don't... I know my audio if I can actually press record and get it right. This is the second time we've recorded this show today. So let you know that. Another one of Brian's magical specials. It was all kind of noises. I don't even want to get into it. Don't worry about it. Anyway, now you know. Now you know what Clubhouse is all about. Clubhouse is exactly like that. You're not going to meet any hot girls. They're not going to meet them in real life.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Clubhouse. Go there if you want to. I don't have anything against Clubhouse.
No.
It's just we're not doing active shows in there anymore. But stay tuned, because we could be doing shows somewhere else
pretty soon. We are.
Exciting news to come over the next month or two here at the commercial break. We couldn't be more excited. So to stay in touch, info@tcbpodcast.com is where you drop us a line. Please let us know if you have any content ideas. You want to hear Chrissy and I talk about something. You found some audio that you think is funny and you'd like to shoot it our way. We would be happy to give you credit for it here on air. And hey, we might even send you some swag. So we thank William for, pushing the idea along. Mm-hmm. William, the Wonder Boy, for pushing the idea along.
William.
Thanks again, William. We appreciate it. That's two shows in 2 weeks.
He's influenced.
Based on some conversation with William.
I know.
He's like an executive producer now.
Yes. His idea is coming.
I just send a microphone to him. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I. You can watch all the video, listen to all the audio at one place, at one time, right there. But if you're so inclined, you can also send us a message, 470-584-8449. Text message, voicemail, standard text messaging rates do apply. $2.99 for the first text, $1 every
Children
addition of
get
text.
Your parents'
Children
permission.
Get your parents' permission. I'm going to murder them. 900 TCB. We're still going to get a 900 number.
I know,
and then we'll dish the gossip about the show on the 900. Wouldn't that be great? I'm looking into this. Shocking secrets from the commercial break. Brian's got an enlarged prostate. Pees 12 times a night. So 470-584-8449. If you'd like your chance to win $500 in the gift card of your choice, please do yourself a favor. Go to @thecommercialbreak. Follow us on Instagram. Tag a friend in a comment about your favorite line from your favorite episode. We'll reply. Then that's how you know you're entered in to win. You can do the same thing on YouTube. And coming up, I think maybe in the next episode, we're going to talk about some fantastic stuff that's been happening with the commercial break. And we're also going to do, it's time for a state of the podcast update.
Okay.
State of the break.
State of the union.
Where we're going to be reviewing comments, wonderful comments, you know they are, that have been left with us all over the internet. You either love us or you hate us. I guess we're just one of those shows.
Polarizing.
Yeah, I'm finding out that most people just hate us. But they're listening. So
they
took
the time to write.
Yeah. Okay. What else? What else can I do today? I don't think that's it. Yeah. I love you.
I love you, Brian.
And best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you.
And best to you out there. And so until next time, we'll have to say bye.